buddy.
Hey, bud.
We've got a little visitor.
He's naked for a second.
He's got his swimmy diaper on.
Can you say hi?
Can you say hi?
This is my grandson, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Thank
you. Can you say, what's in your hand? What's in your hand right now? A ball?
Can you say froggy?
Froggy.
just repeats everything, not even paying attention to you. Hey, who's that guy right there?
Like a bee.
Papa.
Say hi, Papa.
Papa.
Right.
And then who else do we have?
Uncle Luke.
And then who's that? And then who am I?
Hello.
Do you have anything else to say?
Hello.
Okay.
He's a genius. It's like the thing about being a grandpa is, you know, they say is there's no more no, it's all yes now. And it's how do you say no to
even
that?
As a parent, I feel sometimes it's hard to not say yes because he's so cute.
I know.
He's so cute. He's so sweet.
He's just
like, yeah, you want a donut? Yeah. Only one? You want two? How about some coffee? You want a cup of coffee? How about some coffee?
Are you going to take him now?
Apple.
Yeah, sure. You can take him. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Stinky.
Bye, Helen.
He's kissed the microphone.
He kissed the microphone.
Do you say love you?
Yeah, boo.
Bye, buddy. Thank you. Love you.
Bye, Helen.
Bye, sweetie.
Love you.
Gosh.
He's perfect.
That's adorable.
Wouldn't you love to just walk around in a swimming diaper all day?
I do.
Not really.
Doesn't really contain the poops. It really just sifts out the poo while I'm in the pool. It doesn't really catch anything. It's like a strainer. Yeah. We were in Florida. We went to Disney, and one of the off days, we went to the pool, and he had a swim diaper on. And of course, the whole time, I'm like horrified of him pooping.
Yeah.
And we're just swimming around, and I go, and I'm smelling. I'm just like, man, that is, something's rank. Like, it smells like sewage. And I'm swimming over to where he is with the rest of the family. I'm like, do you guys not see that he's pooped? There's poop. You're swimming in poop. And they're like, okay, calm down. Calm down. I go, but there's poop. There's poop on it. It smells like poop. I don't want to smell the poop. I was so mad. And so he obviously pooped in a swim diaper. So we're just like on the side, like by the chairs, trying to change him, trying to navigate it all. It's the first time this has happened, obviously. And I'm just like, you're gonna have to take care of it. I can't keep it together. And then we finally get it all done. But I'm just horrified of all the people around us seeing this giant turd diaper we pulled out of where they're swimming, and other kids are like spitting water from the pool out. And so if you're actually afraid of COVID, never ever
exactly
go into a pool ever.
Ever, ever.
Because there is poop in it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
A young man, but he got so much to say, and he loves to give opinions in an opinionating way. He is loved from California to the sweatshops in Bombay.
I love that part.
So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
The intro is way too long.
I can't say
anything. Oh, yeah.
So much time.
That's good.
Can you not hear? Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
He is love from California to the sweatshops in Bombay. So it's time to take some time for Jackson ranting.
Oh, my God.
I know you're getting cold. Now, you get cold easily.
Yep.
Heather and I have our, I don't know if you call it an argument, it's just a disagreement on when you make it colder in the room.
Yeah.
She says, what do you say?
To make it colder. Can you turn the air down?
Turn the air down, which I think to me, to her, it means down in temperature.
Right. Right.
To me, turn the air down, turn the cold air down to make it warmer.
Oh, so what is it? No. That doesn't make any sense.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because okay.
Yeah,
then you're going up. Like
in numbers.
Yeah.
Right. If you know how to count, it's easy to
definitely
figure out.
Yeah.
Think about this. Here's a shower thought. Air conditioning can mean make it hotter too. You're just conditioning the air.
Yeah. You have your AC unit,
right?
Air conditioning unit, mm-hmm, which does both hot and cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it gives you temperature reading.
But a lot of people use AC as like
for
the coldness.
Yes.
I never say
AC means cold to them.
Make that AC cold, hotter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I feel like I've had a breakthrough in my life and things have opened up since I started thinking that.
This
seriously.
Is why this is ridiculous. I already told you that. But no, other people had to tell you.
Right, right, right. No, I had to tell myself.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I had to figure it out for myself.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. I did. Yeah. That's a lesson.
That's how it goes. You know, that's a lot of life.
School of hard knocks, I guess.
It's like 65, 75. Which one's higher? Which one's lower?
Okay.
That's true.
Now
which one's down?
Now
which one's up?
No. Okay.
Pretty simple.
Now you're just flat out mocking me. This is my favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
Let's
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Ready, Pop?
Yep.
Ready, son?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly, jolly adverbs here.
That kind of reminds me of that one song from Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
We represent
the Munchkins.
The Lollipop Guild.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The high voice guy kind of freaks me out a little bit. Always kind of gave me the creeps.
It's a little off.
That's
why I said it's like being a parent. You always, you know you're a parent when you end every sentence with an adverb. Like, get over here. Slowly. Put that down gently.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it down now.
Now.
I don't think I've said gently or slowly.
Right, right.
Do it now.
That's when you get to
quickly.
The first kid, you're like, try to explain. Okay, now what we're doing is this is our property and we're in our property. Yeah. You have to learn to do this. Third kid. Yeah, no. No.
I know.
Down. He touches it from the other room. A shoe comes flying. He says, ah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. Well, it's like I would explain to Spencer. I remember I got a taste of my own medicine he didn't understand what was going on. I'm like, go pick up the styrofoam in the other room. He made a big mess with all this box of styrofoam. And then you go, all done. I did it. And I go over there and there's still styrofoam everywhere. And I go, no, you didn't. Pick up all the styrofoam. So I went back over to the kitchen. I came and he go, I did it. All done. It's still there. And then I think the third time he goes, what's styrofoam? And I was like, oh.
Styrofoam.
That would have helped to tell him what it was.
And I said, I know what styrofoam is, but not styrofoam.
No, and so I was like, yeah, it was cute.
Yeah, I used to have that teacher, what was it, fourth grade. She's the teacher that, can I go to the bathroom, Miss Nelson?
I don't know. Can you? Can you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Can, and I just did. Honey, funny lady.
Burned.
Yeah, I totally burned her on that one. Well,
consumed is
one of the things is that, and I find this with like snorkeling, jet skiing, what you just said,
mm-hmm.
the
mountain biking,
you're focused.
Yes.
It's like,
oh yeah,
you have to be focused and it just really, it's very meditative.
Yeah.
Get you away. I think that's why people like video games, because they get in these zones where it's like a meditative state.
That is interesting.
Where you're so focused and
that's why I don't like any of those things.
Like I've been Minecraft. I guess not.
I don't like to meditate. Remember when we had to do the meditating?
Oh, meditating
I was like,
with
Heather. I can't do this.
Meditating with Heather is like this. You sit there. The guy's like, all right, yeah, sit down.
Twitchy.
All right. Close your eyes. Okay. Deep breath. I look over at Heather. She's like, let's do this. Come on. Let's get to the place we're going. I'm like, honey, that's not.
I know it's terrible.
You gotta really let funny. It happen. You gotta be present.
I know, can I
fold laundry while I do this? Can I get something done while we're meditating?
Yeah, like I like to do the surface when you're not scuba diving, but
yeah,
whatever. Snorkeling. Yeah. That's fun because I can come up again.
Yeah, because even when
I feel like
movies,
I was down,
it's like, what's going on? What's happening? Why did they say that?
Right.
Where's he going? Wait, what do you guys think of this? We're all just like, watch the movie.
I know.
I got some great material. Just tell them to find a tree, sit under. You got to hear this. Okay.
Okay. Wait, you have more?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's see.
Wait, perform it though, like as you would.
Okay.
Get in the zone.
Well, let me do a couple.
Do you think you can perform for two people?
I think I might be able to. It might be.
Do you need to stand up?
I've learned a lot.
Stand up.
Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me stand up.
You are a standing comedian, not a sitting comedian.
I'll sit down. Yeah.
Stand up.
I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from the pandemic. Like one thing is I know what to do if I ever need to deworm a horse. It's like they just torch ivermectin, right? Like if it's not the jab, it's just demonic. It's like, Tim, what are you doing for COVID? Well, I mean, I've had COVID, so I feel like the antibodies, I've been working out, eating right. You know, I'm taking vitamin D, you know, zinc, freak, witch doctor. Like what do you put crystals in your pocket when you have a headache? Right? No, I take aspirin. Aspirin, that's what they give woodchucks who have herpes. What are you talking about?
I understand nothing that you're saying.
The dewormer one.
Here, just get the jab and we'll give you free donuts. It's all about health. Let's beat this. Let's do this together.
That's funny.
And together, I mean, you got to do it my way. Do it my way or you can't go to work.
That's funny.
Joe Rogan took ivermectin. They're like, yep, he's taking horse dewormer.
Yeah.
Look, ivermectin is one of the most safest and effective drugs. It's a miracle antiviral drug. Billions of people have taken it. It's a little pill, uh-huh. Right? It won the Nobel Prize for medicine. Nope, horse dewormer. It's like, well, yeah, that's one of the things it's used for, right? It's like, that's like saying, you know, the NFL is treating their players who are thirsty. They're giving them toilet liquid, same liquid they use to flush toilets. Yep. Dihydrogen monoxide. That's water. That's water. Yes, it has different uses, right? It's like I'm scared to wash a cut or something. Somebody from MTR will look around the corner. Hey, that's what they use to drown kittens. Yep. He's using kitten drowner.
Oh, what a wow, wow, wow. What a wow, wow, wow.
One of our saving graces is humor. And it is laughter. And that was one of the things this week in doing shows and stuff. It's like people have it. You can tell. It's like lymph. It's like when you just get the lymph out of your system.
Yeah.
It was a different level of that. But it's also meeting funny people and their takes on it. We were staying. I was staying with Levi's people up in Chicago because we went to the Packer game in St. Charles, Illinois. And Rachel. Staying with Josh and Rachel. Oh, yeah, Rachel is so funny.
She is very
Josh
funny.
Is from South Africa.
Is she funnier than me, Tim?
She is her own
no,
kind of
funny.
She's
a different funny.
But she was like, she did an Aprilism where she said,
my game right now.
She said,
jeez.
She said something about drinking coffee. They're big coffee drinkers. And she went to this restaurant, this coffee place, and so excited because it was, you could get coffee. It was topless instead of bottomless. It's like a topless coffee place. that's a different.
That's funny.
But, she made the observation. She goes, Australia is just going nutbags over there. Mm-hmm. Just so scared of it. It's like, how many things can kill you in Australia? But this is the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And their deaths have been super low.
Finally that and the mean kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I hear drums.
Yeah, there's something going on. What is it, Tim?
It's not.
Is it the friendly ghost?
Fireworks.
Is that fireworks?
Is what it sounds
that's
like.
It's what it sounds like. But yeah, I was outside. So I actually looked up the most dangerous animals in Australia, and the worst one would be a box jellyfish. If you're in a box jellyfish,
oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just a little jellyfish.
But he's poisonous.
And it'll kill you. Mm-hmm. It just kills you.
Well, even the kangaroos can just like kangaroos they call punch something
you.
Else. Though.
There's some really good stuff on YouTube with people getting attacked by the kangaroos.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like they go after
that
them.
Was kind of that was trending a year. That's what
we
years
need.
Back. Yeah.
We need to release kangaroos. And yes. People are like, okay, this is a problem. This is a true problem. So we're getting a phone call right now from somebody. Can we take it real quick?
I don't know who this is.
Yeah, fine.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, it's Dr. Fauci. I just wanted to say, I'm excited. I heard you talking about Bridget's Mexican dip. I've had it. It changed my life.
Really? You've had that dip?
Yes. It's amazing. The best thing I've ever had on a chip.
So, well, it's good that we got you. Ladies, I don't know. Have you ever, did you have any questions while we have him on the line? We don't have him very long. I know he's very busy.
I'm very busy.
I've been hearing some stuff about my bean dip boosting the immune system. Is that
true?
Factual?
If it's not the vaccine, nothing will help. So here's the deal. Here's what's going on. I don't treat patients. I haven't for about 40 years. But
40?
Yeah, but I know what to do. Trust me. I'm not going to ask you about you vaccinating, because it's none of my business.
Thank you.
But you can say it really quiet if you want to. No, you're not going to tell me.
No, we'd rather keep that. Is it HIPAA laws?
Yeah, whatever. Here's the deal. Right now.
Yeah, let us know what's going on.
Right now.
Right
now. What you need to do is get the shot, then get the second shot, and then get the booster shot. After 2 days, go back, get the first one, half of that, get two times the second booster, then you smack yourself on the head and throw yourself off a cliff. That's what we're doing. That's what the numbers say.
That's
what the numbers say.
Did you hear what that?
I mean, that's a little upsetting. I don't know.
I'm not really on board with that.
The numbers and the droplets, you add them up.
Numbers
right,
droplets.
Right. Okay. So
we've been writing this down.
Well, if we could get 85% of Americans to throw themselves off a small cliff, not a large cliff, you'll die. A small 10-foot cliff.
Wow.
It will build their immunity.
Is there water down there?
Smear some of Bridget's Mexican dip on the wound. It should build up the T cells to fight
the coronavirus?
Yeah, the COVID. The COVID, yes. So, droplets. Yeah.
Okay. Man, it's just, but we want to thank you, Dr. Fauci,
for leading this. He's such a busy guy.
I'm very busy, Bridget. Very busy, Bridget au Vaumont. That's the French translation of the name. Actually, it's Van German Mall French.
Okay.
And then Bridget, which is like...
Czechoslovakian.
It's a Caribbean Czechoslovakian hybrid.
Yeah, that sounds about like your medicine that you talk about.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I know you've been under a lot of stress, and I just hope that, I hope you're taking care of yourself.
I am. I've been, and the DC talk took me way back.
DC
I used
talk.
To, God is doing a new thing.
He is doing a new thing, but we so appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Man, it's just, I know you're busy. So all our best to you.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
Absolutely.
Could you play, do you have any Jackson ranting?
Oh, yes. There's a Jackson ranting.
Could you do?
We actually do.
Could you play that before I go? And remember... To what are you going to do?
Yeah, the shots and then the shot, then the booster, then the shot, cliff. And then the half a shot, then the full shot, then the smack on the head,
the
and then throw yourself off the cliff.
Exactly.
And the bean dip on the wound.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The bean dip on the wound, and then get some Sour Patch Kids and stick them in your nose.
Great.
That actually would work.
And then breathe in, and the salt, that might be- the salt from the Sour Patch Kids will coat your lungs, and we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Well, thank you, Dr. Fox.
Okay, play the Jackson ranting. Very okay. Nice. Bye, bye.
What a nice guy bye. He is.
Yeah. He's, wow.
Well, he's so accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, he because
the second time he's called in.
Yeah. Yeah. And if a guy like that calls, you know your podcast is doing well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, for sure.
And so he's like everybody's grandfather, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think
like
so.
Like if they come from a dysfunctional family that nobody likes.
Like on the Munsters.
So I like this thing on the Loch Ness Monster.
I do too. Cute. I mean, the Loch Ness Monster is so real.
I know, it seems like it.
Like,
and even though I didn't really believe in it, it still kind of creeped me out. Lakes in general creep me out.
Yeah, I mean,
but having a monster in a lake like that where you can't see.
What was this?
Well, remember there were they do these famous speedboat races on the Loch Ness.
Okay.
And there's one. I mean, if it's not real, something came up. Right. I mean, someone's dead.
Yeah,
they said it was
a boat or
coming out of the water.
Yeah, but they would know. Yeah.
It's too loud to be a boat or it's face. You can see his nose through there. That's what it looks like.
I think Jackson makes a good point there. Like we only have about. Probably 5%
or even
whatever. Maybe less of that explored. I mean, there's a lot. Is he going to, we don't want to talk to him anymore.
Who?
Fauci.
You know who?
it was somebody else's. Hello?
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, it's Nessie. Oh.
Nessie, this is the Loch Ness.
Yeah, I'm alive. I live down at the bottom of the lake. Yep, I'm real.
You're real?
Real.
See, I
think he's real. He's eel or he's real?
What kind of an animal are you?
Well, I'm a lake animal, aren't I? You stooge. Don't ask me those questions. Don't you be.
Are you like a dinosaur?
Look, woman, don't have an attitude with me.
Are you a dog?
I can run on two legs.
What species do you come from?
I'm a species that will kick your rear end if you look at me sideways.
Gosh, Nessie, calm down.
You calm down. Listen to this show a long time. I'm tired of it. Not believing in me.
You need to reveal yourself so we can see you.
You can reveal
me. We don't even look at you.
Nah, you same to you.
I know you are, but what am I?
Don't you dare. And it's through Stevie Wonder. He could see. Not well, but he could see a bit.
How do you know?
A wee bit.
I think there's a conspiracy theory convention that they all go to.
I guess so. That's right. It's probably. Yeah.
This is Nessie's a first.
There's
I mean,
probably like a 12-step program for unbelieved beings.
I
do exist.
This sounds like something that's, he's got kind of a stuffed up nose. So it sounds like he probably does live in water. Did you want to ask him any questions?
I thought so too.
We've been asking him questions.
What questions do you have?
What species is he? Is he a dog or a dinosaur?
I'm not a dog. I am not a dog.
Are you a duck?
Does he have a wife?
A dog, really? Really? You see that shadow? You see a bill coming up my face?
No, we don't see you. We don't see you. That's what reveal yourself.
Listen, lady. Do you think I waddle around like get out of the water and waddle around like a duck?
Bridget would like to know if you're married.
I've been seeing some other people. Well, not people, but
is it
other.
Serious?
Well,
so you're a person.
I was seeing Bigfootess.
Bigfootess?
Yeah, the female the version of Bigfoot.
That he met at the convention.
At the convention, yes.
Right, but it was
That's
fake.
Our new conspiracy.
It was fake. It wasn't a. It was a. It, there was a tag on the back
real.
Of her suit.
She wasn't real.
Oh, she wasn't real.
Yeah.
No, she had a tag sticking out of the back of her suit.
And he got catfished.
She was a lady. She's like a bus driver from Oregon.
Really?
Bye. I gotta go. I don't have time for this. Bye.
Oh my gosh.
He doesn't have time for
he's
this.
Grouchy.
I know he's very. He came
well, he's
on
Scottish.
Grouchy.
Yeah, he came on grouchy. I don't feel like it
Scottish
was anything that we
grouchy.
Did that offended him.
No.
I think it's just late. It's a different time there. I think he's probably.
Yep. When's the last time you had a legitimate, uncontrollable laugh?
I know.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Oh, not too long
Can
ago.
I tell mine?
Yes.
We were at a cabin with a bunch of friends 2 weeks ago, and Colin Perry, who is probably
hilarious.
The funniest person I know.
I actually laughed uncontrollably on his one story.
It was like late, and we were playing this game, and he's got the hiccups, and he just started like hiccuping. And it's really hard to tell you that this is funny if you don't know him. Like, just imagine the funniest person you know. Like, anything mm-hmm. they say is just funny. This is him.
And he doesn't even really realize.
And I said, Colin, what you have to do is you have to, like, drink water upside down, which I meant, like, you bend down and then you, like, put the cup, like, on your top teeth, kind of, and you let it go in. But he decided to, like, bend back on, like, this chair. So he's hanging upside down.
So he's
down.
He's upside down his head. Yeah. So his mouth is over his nose.
Oh, he's going to
Yeah. So yeah. he's like,
is that even
okay,
possible?
Pour water into my mouth. I was like, wait, this is not how you do this. And then he was like, just do it. And so I was like, okay, I'll do it. So I started pouring it, but he was like choking on the water and it was going into his nose and into his eyes.
Just thinking
and
about
just
that
the way that
laugh.
He like, he's just like,
waterboarding is so fun.
I had not laughed that hard ever. Like, I fell down on the ground dying.
Oh my gosh.
And then I couldn't handle it anymore, so I had to give the cup to Luke. So Luke's trying to do it, so he's still choking. He just keeps going.
Oh my gosh, just picturing it makes me laugh.
He got up and his face was just completely red and he goes, they're gone.
But he is laying backwards on a couch with his legs up.
Here's one I was going to play for you guys. It's called Awkward Sermon Points. This is an actual sermon.
Awkward Sermon Points, part 12.
And we were outside one day, youth group, and he was just trying to push my buttons. And he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious. And I walked over to him and I went, bam! I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled him. And I leaned over and I said, Ben, when are you going to stop playing games with God?
Oh. Awkward.
Wow. What?
Just decked a kid.
Is that Mark Driscoll?
Oh my gosh.
No.
That's totally one of his moves, though.
Oh my gosh.
Punched him right in the chest.
Wow.
And I just crumpled this kid. It's Dude, a kid.
That's weird.
When are you going to stop playing games with God? I don't know. If I survive that punch, I'll see about it.
From my youth pastor.
Yeah, that's what really brought me to Christ, was that when that guy punched me as hard as he could right in the sternum.
That's when I know.
That's when I knew that God was calling me. I needed to stop playing games with him. So are you guys going to use that in your youth group? Or are you going to, like, if anybody steps out of line, just take them outside.
Left and right.
They need to
drop kick for Jesus.
Stop messing around with God. Because that's what God would do, really.
He would. God's backhand.
Yeah, he's all about smoting.
God's backhand. I like it.
Smoting and smiting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, he's just like, oh, I just wish I could smite them right now. That's all.
I was just walking away from the Lord, and one day my youth pastor just drop kicked me right in the chest and
crumpled me.
Next day,
right?
I think my heart was changed.
My heart was literally changed. He changed the shape of my heart. Yeah. I started and my lung. My lung collapsed.
Yeah. My heart started palpitating, and I could not recover.
I saw the Lord. I actually did. I was dead for 15 minutes. Then
I don't know if I've heard
back.
That word crumple, like, used in that context.
I crumpled
before.
This guy.
What is crumple?
I just, you know, he's like,
I mean, buckled. I get that vision, it's, but
where
I
Where you just
heard
kind of
much.
Buckle down, you just kind of fall
like,
down.
Pretty close, like, unconscious. Like, your body stops functioning.
Yeah.
You got zinged. You got zinged again.
I got zinged. Ding. They get me
zinged
again.
Every day.
We're not rich anymore.
Bummer.
They're not rich anymore.
So, I wonder what Mother Teresa would say about that.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Are there any things?
Well, okay.
She said, I can't remember.
I don't know.
What she sounds like Joe Pesci.
Go back to my notes.
Yeah, this is Mother Teresa. Hey, that guy with the thing, you know, do the thing, take care of the business. Yeah.
Are you Godfather now?
Yeah, it doesn't sound
Al Pacino.
Okay, I can't remember how that. The Godfather, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let Tony. Hey, look, I heard about the Bill Barry. I'm going to take care of it. I can make sure that Wilbur never cares anything else in the world ever again. That's what I can do. That's, you come to my daughter's wedding with your wheelbarrow wound from the... And it's barrel, by the way. It's not barrow. You bloody idiot. You ever read a book, Luke? You ever read a book, Luke?
So when you asked the question, you already knew the answer?
Hey, honey, don't talk. Never ask me about my business. Listen, I love you. I die for you. I take a bullet for you. I have taken a bullet for you. Honey,
never ask me a question about my business.
Got it.
You understand that? Mm-hmm. You don't want to look into that. You're looking into the gates of hell. I'm telling you that much. You look pretty. I'll buy you a dress. I'll take you out for a nice, you know, a nice dinner, some wine, a nice cannoli.
How do we get from Mother Teresa to this?
This is Mother Teresa.
Wait, that's Mother Teresa? Yeah. Yeah, I don't want her talking to me like that.
Yeah, there's Mother Teresa.
Wait, no.
You've run on a date with Mother Teresa and there's nothing you could say about her.
Hey, capish.
I'll have coffee with Mother Teresa, but
hey,
this other
stuff. I need to feed these kids. They need love. They need love. I've been walking around Calcutta. I don't like what I see. It makes me sad. I don't like being sad. I like to be happy. Do you like when I'm happy?
Sure.
That sounds like a question. Honey, don't ever question me about my business. Don't ever.
You guys do this when you trip. You trip and you have to look around first to see if anybody saw you.
Yeah.
Then look back. Like,
yeah. That's like every time I make a mistake.
We were kind of talking about this yesterday, yeah. How when you mentally know that this should be a certain way, but your eyes tell you, well, I know what I was saying. When my parents' friend got run over, he was on his motorcycle, he flipped over a car and got run over. Well, I was like, I think 5 or 6 and went to the hospital.
He was being smoked.
And I for sure thought he was going to be flat. Rumbling. You know, because I was 5 or 6.
Right. Like a cartoon. And
yeah. Like a Wile E. Coyote.
Like he was
going
to take the shape of the tire.
Yes. Yeah. So I thought for sure he's going to be flat. And when he came out to the waiting room, we saw him and my eyes were freaking out because my mind told me he was flat, but my eyes could see that he was 3-dimensional. I just cannot reconcile.
That's good.
That's really funny. Well, that's
we've talked about that.
That's before. Okay. If somebody get hit with a frying pan.
Yeah.
And then their face didn't take the shape of the pan. I would be like, that's weird.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Back then.
It's supposed to take the shape of the pan. Yeah. Or when you fall off a cliff and your body goes through the ground in the shape of your body.
Or your like body Wile E. becomes Coyote. A parachute.
Your what?
Your body becomes a parachute.
I'm the type of guy. Okay. I don't mind if there's a hair in my food.
Ooh. All right. This took a different turn than I was expecting. Go ahead. Yes.
I know this is weird. And I know I'm taking a turn. Yeah, we can go back to talking financials.
No, this is good.
I think it's interesting and I want to get your take on it because something happened and I want to just see what you guys would do. Okay. I don't care about like if there's a bunch of hairs or if they're, you know, dirt and stuff.
Well, if you made it yourself. You know, and
there's
you just
noodles or hairs.
If they're curly, you know. But
is that a meatball or a hairball?
I'd probably, I wouldn't even know if I would send it back, but I'd probably question if it was a hairball. But no, if there's a little hair, I don't mind because I know there's so much other things in food that we don't even, it's worse.
Yeah.
Or like a fly, like if a fly's on my plate, I don't really, you know?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, if you flick it off.
Even if it's dead, I don't.
Well, I'm mad.
I just don't. I'm not going to make a fuss. But here's what happened. I'm out. I'm having coffee at our place with Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is in town. And I went to do a phone interview. I had to walk off and do like a 10-minute phone interview. And I came back and my coffee, you know, I have my coffee on the in the mug. And there was a fly in it. And I looked at it and I just kind of, you know, I took it out and I'm fine. I'm fine. And I looked at Josh and he goes, oh, because you're from South Africa. So you saw that. You saw that. I said, oh, you saw the fly. He goes, yeah, I saw it, but I didn't, you know, I was thinking of taking it out, but what was I going to tell you or I wasn't going to tell?
Oh, right.
So the question is, what would you do in that circumstance? Yeah. Would you take the fly out and not tell the person? Mm-hmm. Would you leave it in there? Would you take it out and tell the person? Because then you're sticking your fingers in somebody else's coffee.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of things. I would try to get something else to flick it out with, like maybe a spoon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's where mine went.
Yeah,
mine.
But would you tell the person that you flicked out a fly with a spoon?
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Definitely.
Because see, here's the deal.
But in all seriousness, no, I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't tell them?
Knowing Why? Myself, I think I would want to, but then they would come and I'd forget it happened.
Hmm. Oh, you would forget by the time they got back, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different, yeah.
You would,
and then I'd be like, no, it's too far into the conversation to tell them.
They're drinking it now. I didn't give them the option.
Yeah. Sip out of it.
I don't know if I would continue the coffee with the dead fly in it. That's different to me.
Me too.
That's different than it landing on food.
Yeah. Wait a second. You
I'm
wouldn't
with
continue.
Luke on that one.
What?
We wouldn't drink it. We would not even drink the coffee.
No, if you were the other guy.
The other guy, I would tell him that there's a fly. And if I didn't have a spoon, I would probably leave it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't reach my finger in there because I think that's worse than a fly. Yeah.
So you wouldn't drink the coffee at all?
I wouldn't drink my friend's immunity.
Well, if I knew the fly was in it, if it happened to me and you said I took a spoon and took a fly out, then I'd pour it out.
Depends. Really? Okay.
I don't mind the flicking, but I mind the death.
Well, if there's a worm in it, I wouldn't. But a fly, I'm just like.
Yeah, it depends on the bug.
Hmm. It depends on the bug. Like,
see,
what kind of
like a wasp, I'd be like, wasp kill people. I'm not drinking that.
Do you think they would inject some sort of poison?
Yeah.
Oh, like a bee. Yeah, bees are, maybe he'd put a little honey in it, sweetened it up for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
So that would be great.
Stir it around.
A wasp, no.
Right.
A fly doesn't really matter to me.
What did Josh say? I mean,
Josh left the fly in. He left the fly in. He goes, I wasn't going to, I won't think about taking it out, but also, I just left the fly in, see what you want to do.
I trust Josh's.
I kind of just do whatever Josh does.
Yeah. So I would just go with what Josh did.
You know what I did? Actually, I did. I took the coffee and I threw it in his face. Said, wow. Go back to your own country.
He'll just do a thing where
he's... What voice are you talking about?
Oh, what is this?
Hey, it's Jordan Peterson.
Oh, finally. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, you too.
Do you know my name?
Livy, I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the show. I mean, your perspectives and the way you ontologically attack a question. You're like, you don't back down. You shouldn't back down.
Thank you,
You should
Jordan.
Be proud of your femininity.
Aw, Jordan.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not about what genes you were born with. It's about the decisions you've made. So proud of you.
Jordan, you've made a decision recently.
Okay, look, I was talking and it really hurts my feelings
when
you interrupt
me. Hey, he was talking
to
a woman, so back off.
Oh, sorry. What were you saying, Luke?
Okay, you don't eat anything but meat. That's true, I think. How is that with... do you eat any sort of fiber?
Yeah, all the fiber I get is from Peter Pan peanut butter.
Yes, I was going to ask!
Yes, it has arsenic, but the arsenic, what it does is that it fuses with the meat, and it makes you stronger. Why wouldn't you want to be stronger? I've read all the materials. I've read all that. I'm very aware of that.
So the
Peter Pan... I smother it. I smother my steaks with Peter Pan. It's delicious.
So from a doctor's perspective, if I don't eat Peter Pan,
I'm not
peanut
a doctor.
Butter,
I'm a clinical psychologist.
Well, okay, that's fair. But can you prescribe medicine?
Well,
also, is it prescribe or prescribe?
Okay, I'm Canadian, so it doesn't matter. What happens is, if people, I don't prescribe medicine, but I know where to get it. You know where Libby's story in Italy, where she went, tried to find the cigarettes. She couldn't find them, but she had people that could get them the same way.
So do you have a place I can get arsenic without having to consume Peter Pan peanut butter?
I believe any CVS, we call them in Canada. Because we can't understand that. Why would they do that? Spell out a word. Don't just have the letters. Because then we don't know what to say. Like in Texas, they have HEBs. I call them HEB or HEB. And that's derogatory. I was like, where's the HEB? Where's the HEB? They're like, sir, you're racist. I'm like, no, I just want to get some stinking Peter Pan for my...
Sorry.
For my steak.
Oh, your accent changed.
That's funny.
All right.
Hey, JP, before you go.
Yeah.
Is there any just advice you'd like to give us going forward with which peanut butter we choose?
Well, what you want to do is you have to figure out what you want. What do you want in your life? You know, do you want the jelly? Do you want the peanut butter by itself? Right? I know that people say there's a gender pay gap, but I don't believe that. The data doesn't say that. Jordan, look in Scandinavia, they give people a choice and women are choosing the non-STEM fields. I don't know what that has to do with peanut butter, but just, you know. But hockey is a fun word to say when you're from Canada.
Wait, as a clinical psychologist.
Sorry, Luke.
Sorry. Would you
listen
call
to who you're talking to? It hurts people's feelings when you don't know that. You don't do that.
For someone, maybe my friend, definitely not me, who buys the pre-mixed peanut butter and jelly, would you classify them as a psychopath? Is that something that you would do?
Well, I don't know if that's for me to do. I think that's something you need to figure out on your own. You need to, I can't hold your hand through life, Luke. You have to make decisions. You stand up for yourself.
JP,
take responsibility.
JP,
what
are your thoughts on different types of nut butters?
Like cashew and
is this almond. Is this a nut butter show or what? What are you doing?
Don't ask
here?
So many questions.
Gosh, JP,
answer the question.
Focus.
I have to go. I have many things to do. I live in Canada. I have to go to Toronto and climb the Space Needle.
Don't you live in America?
I do sometimes. I bounce around. I'm Jordan Peterson. I'm famous now. I eat lots of meat.
Well, thanks for taking your time to
absolutely
talk with us. Yeah, we
good
really
luck to you
it
in your marriage, and tell Heather
if
she ever wants to divorce that psycho, come up to Canada. I'll show her around.
Aren't you married?
I'll show her a nice time.
You're married,
how
Jordan.
People, how a man and masculinity and the dominance of masculine, true.
All right,
entity.
Thanks,
commitment entity. All right, Libby's making fun of me. Bye.
This is Worship. What was it? Just Worship Fails?
I think so. Yeah, Worship Fails.
Group text. An unstoppable God over every situation, over every circumstance. An unstoppable God. What is that?
Every circumstance.
Over every situation, over every circumstance. Oh my gosh.
Unstoppable God over every situation. Over every circumstance.
that's the place you go. The place you go to get circumcised. The circumstance.
Wow.
Hey, can we stop at the circumcision, please?
Gross.
He actually kill her up and cut her off.
Thank God about it in church.
Everybody, we've got a documentary film crew. Is it Taylor University? And they're making a doc, and there's Spencer. You want to take this?
Yeah.
Let's see what he has to say. Yo.
You're on air.
Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can get you on. We're doing the podcast. Hey, Spence.
Oh, am I live? What up, Hoes?
You're live.
Hold on.
There you are.
Hoes.
Hoes.
Wait, take two.
Did we lose our sponsor?
Every time Spencer's on the air, we lose sponsors.
That's what I'm here. I'm here to keep you humble.
Thanks.
That's what I'm here for.
Thanks, Benzo.
We're having another baby. And I just wanted to tell you the air.
What?
What?
What? Wait. Seriously?
Don't do it. You.
Is this a joke?
Oh, yeah.
Surprise.
Wait, no, not a joke. Not a joke.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Okay, Spence.
You better not be joking. I'll hurt you.
Hey, I don't joke around.
I'll give you a karate chop to the Adam's apple if you're lying.
Wait a second.
Yay!
Baby number two.
Are you serious?
Baby number two on the way.
Yay!
Yeah.
Wait, no. Wait.
You put the womp, womp, womp by accident.
Number. Yeah, right. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Well, that's a hand clap for that.
Wow. You did it, Spencer.
Well, did you figure we were doing the podcast? You wanted to call in for that?
Yeah. So my people on the inside are Olivia and Luke. So
you knew.
For 2 weeks, baby, I've been keeping this.
Wait,
why did you say this 2 weeks ago?
We knew we wanted to do it while you guys were podcasting, so we wanted to make sure that everything was good to go. So we had our first appointment this morning.
Are you?
I will be sending a photo. I'll be sending a ultrasound photo.
How do you feel, man? Are you excited? Have you guys been trying or?
Yeah. I mean, we practiced a lot.
We were real hard at it.
That's good.
And haven't practiced since. So. Keegan, that's why we get.
That's appropriate. That works now.
Okay. We had a lot of compliments on your guitar solo, your
really?
Verbal guitar solo.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They
Can
loved
you give
it,
us
Libby.
A little bit
I'm
more?
I'm coming out with an EP soon, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'll have to wait for that.
Hold on. Let me.
God, turn off.
That feels foolish.
Hurts my
You're
brain.
So old.
That's the worst pain.
That's cluster
I think
headaches.
The worst pain is watching older people use iPhones.
That's so true.
Why?
Like me?
How, when you say old, what
let's
age?
Try this one.
I'm just kidding.
They're like, learn about crypto and get paid.
Sorry. What are you doing?
It's a commercial. Here you go. Here's your rock.
Okay.
Your drum. You can do it too.
Wait, what am I singing?
You're doing the oh, rock, yeah. the guitar solo with you. Have ambitious hiring goals? No sweat, because you're not waiting for the right candidates to find you. You're finding them first with Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements, or else you don't pay. That's awesome. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job description, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. Join the more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/Hawkins. Offer valid through March 31st. That's the day after my birthday. Go to Indeed.com/Hawkins to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/Hawkins. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Indeed. Our next partner has a product that I'm using every day. What is it? It's called Athletic Greens. Why? Well, because for me, I want to make sure all my health bases are covered. I want a healthy gut. I want energy. I want an unstoppable immune system. And I want focus. That's the biggie for me, focus. And Athletic Greens is going to be part of my daily deal for a long time. And there's the why. What about the what? What is this stuff? Well, I'll tell you. With one yummy scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. And use this stuff to help you win your day. It'll help you. How do I use it? Well, every morning, I grab my shaker bottle. I'll throw in a scoop of Athletic Greens. I'll add about, 12 ounces of cold water. Shake it up and drink. If you want to add one thing to your daily routine, this is it, I'm telling you. And this is cool. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in these, winter months. We don't get as much sunlight. And hey, it's trusted by leading experts such as Tim Ferriss, love that guy, and Michael Gervais. Great dudes. They know what they're talking about. Now, right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially, heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Hawkins. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Hawkins to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Here's a funny, you want to hear a funny TikTok video?
Is it going to be funny?
Tim and Eric? I hope. Let's see.
I don't know if I trust. I thought it was
funny. There's a beautiful anagram that I use to discuss the universe with my students. The universe, understandment, NASA, invisibility, vector, electricity, rings, and end. This is the end of the anagram. So the universe spells it out. It's easy to remember the word universe if you remember those seven words. There are hundreds of stars in the sky, and all you have to do is look with your eyes. And I tell my students that you can, if you could count the stars in your hand, you're just getting started counting how many stars there are. A good way to remember the solar system, I teach my children this, is use a steeple configuration with your fingers, and you just simply rattle them off one by one. Earth, Mars, Venus, Saturn. Mars, Venus, planet, Mars, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, and then there's Rectus 9, and Trash Can Man is a good planet. Then there are all these beautiful new planets that have just been discovered outside, within our sun. For example, the Tripod, and there's a very small planet, can't be seen. Wet planet. There's a planet made up of a wheel or a tire, and we have no evidence that these planets exist. But our evidence, but the data shows, our tortograph shows that we can that they do exist because the probability is they do, not that they don't. There's a beautiful anagram.
Oh my gosh, it's about how people talk.
I love that. You know what my favorite is? The data shows. The data shows. That's how you win any argument now.
I tell my students.
Well, the data shows.
That's what they say about
hey, if you have, if you can count how many stars on your hand, you just
say
the stars.
They don't say what the cat is, but they just say
it. It's hundreds of stars.
That was, it is expressions.
Four,
oh my gosh,
4, 24. These are all numbers.
Yes, I love that too.
What is that? Why is that so funny?
That's so good.
I think it's because he's playing just that whole, oh gosh, that's serious. He's really relaying some serious TED Talk information.
Well, it seems like it's going to be something, and then it's just not.
It is, and it's like these guys on Instagram and stuff, and they're just funny. Everything is so cerebral and and this is it, and this is how the world works, and it's funny. The data shows, and blah, blah, blah. Like,
This guy might be,
I know.
This guy might be just as accurate as any other person that studies space.
As Neil deGrasse Tyson, all
like he
guys.
Could tell me
we're
the
all
same
stardust,
thing.
Really. We're all stardust.
So
no, I think we're a little better. Than
I took a class in college of astronomy. It's astronomy, right? Yeah, astronomy. Obviously, I pay attention. But at the end of it, like we spent 13 weeks learning all this stuff, and at the end, she says like, yeah, so we basically know like 5%. Of what's in just our solar system. And the other 95% is just dark matter we don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, so you don't know anything. This class is completely pointless.
Right.
You don't know anything. You just can, you,
I'm
if you don't
you
know
how
it, you
much...
just throw it to dark matter.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Kind of even Jackson's rant about the ocean. We only know.
Yeah.
We know less about the ocean, apparently.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Even like Big Bang, they're like a tiny particle exploded randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Created
now,
this.
Now all of this is here.
And then we say, well, I can't believe in God. You believe in the big spaghetti monster? No, I just don't believe nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Something really? It just goes straight to spaghetti monster? That's what it is?
I'm like, that takes a lot of faith, man. Mm. I mean,
yeah,
whatever.
Okay. Right. It's like, well, the more we're just learning more and more. Okay, you're learning it's more and more complex. So it's what? It's harder to believe in God? It's hard to believe in the supreme.
Isn't it weird? We've only, I think, discovered 5% of the ocean.
It's, I think it's less than that, but I don't even know.
I personally have not even come close to 5%. I've gotten up to my waist in the ocean. That's about all I've gotten. I haven't even really looked in the ocean at all.
And like the same ocean, just over and over.
I mean, 100% of the oceans I have not really seen at all. I felt it with some of it with my toes. And that was just in the Gulf of Mexico, which is
I get Fiji water sometimes, so I think that counts.
Right, that comes from the ocean, right?
All right, we got a caller. Yep, who is it? Oh, geez. Oh my gosh.
No way. Hi.
No way.
No Grandpa?
Hi, guys.
It's Grandpa.
It's not Grandpa. Grandpa, you dummy. It's me.
It's Crumpa.
No, it ain't Crumpa.
Crumpa.
Is it Crumple?
It's Poopy.
What do you call him?
Tootsie.
Okay, I'll admit. I deserve that nickname. Yeah.
Crapa? What you been doing?
Hey, Lydia, I was going to tell you, you don't need to be drinking all them LaCroix. Them bad for you. It'll eat up your stomach. Trust me, I know.
You're right.
I have holes in my stomach.
To prove it.
I'll show you the x-rays. They're up online. I put them up online. Tordi.com/ now and later. I'm being sponsored by Now and Later. That's what describes when I have to pee. Now and later, pretty much. You get to my age, it just keeps coming out.
Crapa, how long do you spend on a toilet each day?
I just have one permanently attached right now to my wheelchair. It's, you know, you never know when it's going to explode. You know, it's embarrassing, but I don't care. I'm at the age, I just don't care. You guys should just live your life. Don't worry about it. Do your thing, Luke.
So that was you, Crapaw, at the park the other day, saying "poopy"
yeah,
to the trees.
That was you.
I might have been. I don't remember much. I watched some kids play volleyball in the sand. I was like, "Gee whiz, they can jump! Those kids can jump, man!" I was eating a popsicle.
What flavor was it?
I don't remember. I wasn't eating it. I was just kind of cooling myself with it.
Crapaw, what flavor popsicles do you like?
I like all flavors.
What's your favorite?
Root beer.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's brown. I just love the color brown. Growing up, we just had brown. We didn't have colors like our crayons and stuff. We had black and brown. That's the only crayon colors that we had, and we were happy. We used to draw a lot of sticks and Yorkies. I could draw a Yorkie like you wouldn't believe.
Sticks and Yorkies.
Because we just had black and brown.
What else do you spend your days with?
I don't know. I watch TV. And, what? I don't know. Sometimes I like to holler.
You like what?
Hollering. Just open my window and holler at people.
Big hollering?
Hey!
People.
Just keeping them, you know. Just being real. Keeping it real.
Nice.
Yeah.
Crapa, do you remember what you did yesterday?
Honey, I can't remember what I did before this call. To be honest with you. I'm being real honest.
Crapa, if you got the invitation to go to Florida and stay at a retreat area with 120,000 elderly people just like you, would you do that?
In a minute. I'd go down there and shake my badonkadonk. I'd be like, badonkadonk.
What's your favorite song to shake your badonkadonk to?
I like that one. When the sun goes down in my side of town, I'm feeling up to my door and the whole world turns blue.
What song?
I like Nickelback, too. You guys talk about Nickelback?
Oh, yeah. No, wow.
You remind me. I like to do karaoke down there. But I really am.
Do you sing that with your war buddies?
What? Oh, sorry. What?
Do you sing that with your war buddies?
My war buddies.
Yeah, you were probably in the war, weren't you?
I was in the Iraq War.
Okay.
They put me out as a decoy. I think it was against Geneva Convention, but they used me as a decoy. I'm kidding.
We were talking about earlier, the older grandparents should live with their kids. Do you do that?
H-E-double hockey sticks, no.
Why?
Because kids are blah.
Kids are blah?
Overrated.
What's the data on that? Crapa.
Let's go, Brandon.
Wow. You need to be censored.
Sorry. Sorry.
Wait, can you explain Brandon to me?
Well, Lily, it is very simple if you would watch the news. Oh, oh my goodness.
I don't watch the news.
I just made a mess. I just made a mess. I gotta go.
Okay. Oh, crap.
Okay, see you later.
Love you.
Drop what if there was no gravity? It's just all farce.
Well, some people don't believe in gravity. Farts. It's just
the gravity.
Farts.
Gravity. It's just all farts.
It's all farts. Toilet just for farts.
We're like, this woman's a genius.
But everyone thinks farts are funny. That's everybody thinks that.
That's true.
I try not to, but yeah, you're right.
You try not to think farts
well,
are funny.
Yeah, because it's like your humor's, unladylike.
Do you think your humor's more advanced than farts?
Yeah, like that's like. Such a, yeah, that's a good point. Because it's like, oh, farts. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
so that's true. It's like a cheap joke.
Yeah, it's a cheap joke.
That's like dirty comedy's cheap.
Yeah.
I don't agree. I think it's funny and cute and whimsical.
Dirty farts? Comedy?
Yeah, I mean, no. Yeah, that too.
No.
No.
No, you don't think that. I'm just kidding.
I think farts are whimsical. And I think that would be a great coffee mug. Just something to put on a coffee
farts
mug.
Farts are whimsical.
Yeah. Why are you looking for coffee mugs?
Nobody buys coffee mugs. Nobody buys coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs.
I'm sorry.
That's good
that,
point.
Okay, that is the extent of my merchandise creativity. Put on a coffee mug.
That literally.
Gossip to God. I was like texting Libby, okay, can you put together a coffee mug with Gossip to God on it?
She's like, no.
She's like, Dad, why? Nobody buy coffee. And she's like the merch person. It's like, nobody does that. Like, I don't know.
I sold a coffee mug the whole time I worked for you.
Really?
It's been 2 years.
Dude, I used to sell a bunch.
At the shows.
I guess at the shows. True.
Okay.
But if it's not tangible, like right in front of you.
Wait, what about phone cases?
Oh. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Like, I would
farts
buy a
are whimsical?
Case. I would buy the Gossip to God. I would not. I don't want things to say fart on them.
No, farts.
No, I wouldn't either.
That's we don't want to sell farts either.
I think we could.
Okay,
sell
you
want to
be like Tim Hawkins farts simsical. What is it?
Whimsical
farts. That's what your career has come to.
Yeah.
Is whimsical farts on a cell phone cover?
It's sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash.
Could you, do you guys have a preference or do you have
three?
A vision on
what
that?
Do you mean all three?
Two or three. You know, when you see something on screen, but it has three of the camera, you can see all three.
I think if we go to video every week, I'm going to come in a different costume.
Like,
you definitely should do that.
Like, how are you going to dress? Like a unicorn one time?
Like one day I'll be Santa Claus.
And Confucius.
The next day I'll be Mrs. Claus.
How about
the next time
Benjamin
I'll be
Franklin?
The Grinch. The next time.
She could do from Benjamin
I'll
Franklin.
Be...
Her hair, like,
ooh,
right now.
Oh, I could do
like...
Benjamin Franklin. That would be so funny.
Yeah, just do a bald part on one part of it.
The next time.
Yeah, she's glasses.
Yes.
The next time I will be Steve Jobs.
There you go.
I'll just rotate.
Between those four?
Between those
four.
We'll
get four. A costume person.
Yeah.
Okay, you're really going to do that.
And then I only can talk like they talk.
Wait. Shake.
What?
Are you going to do it?
How do you think Benjamin Franklin talked?
Oh. Like that.
Like Mr. Franklin, what are some of your famous sayings?
Oh, the Declaration, dear Timmy.
That's
came at the year, the ripe year of 1792. I mean, this is really good.
No, I need to hear more.
What are some of your greatest accomplishments, Benjamin?
Oh, dear Timmy. Well, in 1972, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Have you not heard of the Scripps? Don't you know where I'm from? Pennsylvania, I think.
Well, so far, all your friends.
I have banged the bell, the gong.
Did you break it?
And broke it.
Now, I hear that you're pretty promiscuous. You like to fool around with the ladies.
Oh, dear,
with the French
not
ladies.
Me. No, you're thinking of a different Benjamin. My brother, Benjamin.
Wait a second. You have a brother that's also named Benjamin?
Yeah, he is
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
But Benjamin?
My brother, Benjamin.
Benjamin.
So when your mom would call you in, she'd say, Benjamin and Benjamin.
And Benjamin, get in here. And I would say, Benjamin, get away from your lady.
Get away from your lady.
We need to eat some mac and cheese.
That's
Thomas Jefferson.
Wait, so you weren't, it was Benjamin that was the
why, like the French lady. Saw the history book
say it was me, Nye. It was my me twin brother, Benjamin.
Me twin brother.
Nye.
Wait.
Twas a twin of a twaw. When we went to the wall, that's what my mother once said to me.
Wait a second. Did you say, instead of no, you said, did you say Nye?
Nye.
Why, yes, Timothy.
What now?
Twiz what we all said back then.
Twiz. Oh, my throat hurts. Stop. Oh. My esophagus was stretched. I was laughing.
Did you have any? I heard you made some, you had some pretty good inventions.
Yeah, you had a lot of inventions.
Thank you for bringing that up, dear Luke. Yes, I invented the light bulb. Nope, that wasn't me. But I wanted it to be me. No, no, dear. I invented the one-wheeled bike, also known as the unicycle.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that it?
So from National Treasure 2, when Nicolas Cage is in Pennsylvania, he finds your glasses.
No, not correct. I'm wearing them now. But so Nicolas Cage, if you want them, please find me. I love you.
Wait, you know who Nicolas Cage is?
What? No. Twy, no. Nine. Nine.
Twy.
Are you a German spy? Nine.
Twy, nine. No.
Nine.
No, dear Timothy.
You were like Jürgen for a second. Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, thank you for having me. I will go back into my grave, which I now turn in because of the way that the society has gone.
It hasn't gone the way you thought it would?
Not at all, Timothy. Dear, dear.
It hasn't?
No.
Twy?
Nye.
Nye or Twy?
Nye, Timothy. Nye.
From the history books that I've read, it said you only took a bath like 5 times in your whole life. Is that true?
Well, yes, that tells us how many everyone took baths that many times.
He showered the other times.
I'm not an animal.
He invented the shower.
He did. I didn't know that.
Did you not see my hair? Do you not know why it got that way? Anyway, back to my grave. Ta-ta.
Back to the grave.
Ta.
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 That's my Christmas technique. I'm like Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah, this you didn't do it this
And Heather's
year yet.
Like getting all these presents and just nailing it and crushing them. Like, hey,
wait, what's that?
I thought we were getting everybody one gift. I thought we were getting everybody one gift.
He said that this
year. And she's like,
where have you been? I mean, for how old is Spencer?
20.
Always 3 big gifts and a stocking.
20, I don't know.
20 to 16.
And he said, 17. I thought we'd just get one big gift. That's what he said this year.
Yeah.
Book,
I thought we already gave him. We already took him to Florida like last March. Wasn't that next year's?
Okay. The way that mom interprets your voice is the way that I interpret Luke's voice.
But that's because we're girls doing boys'
it's
voices.
It's not your fault, Luke.
Oh, her voice for me is
hilarious.
Liv's
like, duh, duh, duh.
Yeah, and I'm like, and then Luke comes over and you're like, what did you do?
What's your voice for me?
You're funny too.
I feel like I have to do it. I have to have a reason.
Like you're like,
oh, you're like, oh, I thought we were just doing one gift. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do you even live here?
Are we in the same world right
you're
now?
You're so funny. It's like I'll retell this one too. Just the classic story. We're driving home, and you were just.
Oh my gosh.
You're just kind of, you're tired. You're like, I was being typical.
You don't have to put any excuses for me. Everybody should get this.
Right.
No, wherever. No excuses. It's like totally makes sense.
But I said, we were on our way home and I was like, do we turn?
On our way home to a house that
I'm
we
asking
lived
directions
in at
to
that
our
point
own house
for 5 years.
I go, do we turn right here? And you go, it wasn't even a word. It was that, you know, when you have you ever made Libby's face break by being so dumb where they go, you're like, well, just pick me up in the car. I don't have a car.
Yeah.
And their face just, it's like, you're so dumb.
I broke
dumb.
Last night. I
broke my wife.
I passed the place you're supposed to go to twice. And she goes,
it's my pet peeve. It's my pet peeve because Luke is the worst person with directions on the planet Earth.
Oh, interesting. So, but it doesn't bother you to be lost, Luke? Does it bother you to be lost?
Honestly, it's only when Olivia's in the car.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's why.
I don't know. I actually have a pretty good sense of direction. Like,
because Dad gets super freaked out if he gets lost.
Because Luke is a perv.
Perv? What does that have to do with anything?
Perv. He's distracted.
Pick a different word.
By Olivia's.
When you get lost, you used to have conniption fits, like a big baby.
Mm-hmm. What is a conniption fit?
He'd get out of
the car. Put it on a mug.
That's a mom word.
He'd get out of the car and just like, you just rant and rave and pace.
I don't know.
I'm reading the same directions as you are because we had to read off a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but like with Luke, it's like we will have gone somewhere like 20 times and he's still like, where are we going? Where do I turn? Can you map this?
Because
and
I'm like, my brain, you when you're in the car, I don't think my brain's not, I'm daydreaming.
He's thinking about you.
That and.
Yeah, that's going to change though.
That.
What's going to change?
What's going to change? I'm sorry.
Well, I mean.
No, explain.
You get distracted by different things, which we have done that. And we have to admit this, like where we've done this, both of us, where we will go maybe upstairs for an intimate time together and we get distracted by picking stuff up. We get distracted by chores.
That's really funny.
That's because it's nice when it's clean before.
Put that on a mug.
Seriously.
That's cute.
Put it on a mug.
Just a little face sticking out.
Okay. Sweet little rendition here. We got to make.
Black person in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
That was me.
That sounds just like you.
It does.
Play that one. You guys put out one.
Wait, is that Livy? That's so good.
That sound like her?
It is me.
You sound like that.
She sounds just
is
like
it you
that.
Or not?
It
though.
Is me. Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
Sort of. It could be her. It's not her. It's not her.
That was really good.
Doesn't that sound like?
It does.
Actually, one time I was listening to a song in my room.
Livy should sing.
And mom came up to my room and she said, did you record a song? And I was like, yes, I did.
I thought it was her.
You guys you were singing and like laying on your couch or something. You sang a little something.
No.
Yeah, you did. And I think I liked it.
No.
No. Yes.
No. So don't play the video. Don't play the video.
Okay, hold on.
No.
I am going to play it and you're going to listen to it.
No.
And you're going to like it.
Wait, if you hate it, Libby, he can edit it.
Okay.
All right.
But I think it sounded pretty good.
Flat caps and hand-me-downs, making shapes out of the clouds. Autumn leaves and evergreens, looking forward to tomorrow.
Isn't that good?
It makes me want to cry, legit.
I know.
Makes me want to cry too.
We are going to do a music show.
Were you in the background a little bit? Were you in the background?
I was just harmonizing.
What
he said is true.
I mean,
cheaters never win.
He's right.
They kind of do sometimes.
Why don't you ask the leader of the free world?
Yeah, that's true. You got that going too.
What are you saying?
Well, I think yesterday said a lot, but.
He might have pooped his pants in the Vatican. Who knows? Oh, I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so embarrassing.
Did he really?
Oh, Joey Joe.
Is that he
pooped his pants in
that
front of the Pope.
That is a rumor that is going around. We don't know.
We'll
never know if it's
true. Story that I can want to it's believe, pretty. I'm going to believe it.
We could check with Italians who live there.
Italiano.
This is the only conspiracy that Luke will hop on.
I'll only get behind the pooping in the... You poop in your pants at the with the Pope.
The Pope is
your
like
popa, a... You're pooping your poop with the Pope. You poop in your pants.
Hold on a second. Hold on just a second.
What did I...
I don't mean to stop at a... I don't mean to stop at the homily or the seminar I'm doing right now. I mean...
But can I hold on just a sec? Just a sec. I know. There's something going around the Vatican right now.
So bad.
Can I? Am I the only one that's smelling that? Am I the only one?
It's so sad, though.
Did somebody, like a very important, did he poop with the pants in front of Raw?
Oh, my gosh.
Can we just stop? I don't know. Sorry, I had to interrupt what I was doing. You know what's scary about that is that I think isn't the Pope like South American?
Yes, I was gonna say he's not Italian. Yeah, he's not Italian. I was gonna point but that out, but I don't want to be a part of
it. He has an Italian accent in English.
As soon as you get in Italy,
yeah.
Oh my god,
you're pooping your pants. I'm the Pope, you're pooping your pants.
I don't mean to stop bring everything to a stop right now, but. Somebody poop in the pants.
Stinky. Somewhat stinky.
That's why I didn't like it, because I looked at everybody as a potential sale, or I saw them not as
piece
people anymore. Something for me. It's all about me now.
Mm.
I mean, it's worth it. It would be worth it because I'm very, like I said, I'm tooting my own horn here, but.
Hone.
I'm honing.
I told my own home.
I told him my home. I'm tooting my home now. Beep, beep.
What's the horn you're tooting? You're not tooting a horn yet. I don't even know what you're saying. You're
well, saying
at.
That if they, if you know, they took a chance on me, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance on
your mind.
Take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, 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 take a chance,
take a chance, take a
chance. I was just saying, if I was the multi-level scammer and they took a chance on me. I'm sorry. We have to do it.
Come on, give me a break, babe.
Take a chance.
So anyway, what I'm saying is, if I was the scammer in a multi-level marketing, I'm saying if you took a chance on me,
people
listening are like, I quit. No. No. Oh, you know what that reminded me of? What's the great song? It's by Thumpasaurus. Is that the name?
Ooh, mental karate.
Mental karate. Now that.
Mental karate. Have you exercised properly? Don't you mind?
I like the dad song. That was a good one.
You guys know this guy? This is Thumpasaurus, Caleb. Mental Karate.
I know his mom.
This is the song I want to hear when I die.
I am so right, and you are so wrong. I hate everybody, everybody's so stupid. I am so boring, I am unimportant. Feel trapped in this world, what day is it today? I've never been happy, I am not qualified. She doesn't like me, I'll die if I'm alone. And I do not trust you, cause I am a baby. But I will not fail, my karate will prevail. Mental karate, chopping all the bad thoughts.
Yeah.
Mental karate, chopping all the bad thoughts. Yeah. Mental karate, chopping all the bad thoughts. Yeah. Mental karate, chopping all the bad thoughts. Yeah. Yeah. That thought bubbles up.
I love that song.
It up. But sprinkle it all over like mental cheese. And it tastes so good when my bad thoughts are understood. Karate chop anxiety and watch it fade inside it. It's going insane. It's just a party in the brain.
Mm-hmm. It's such a good message.
It really
he's
is.
He's like, if you're thinking all these negative thoughts, that's just chop them up.
Chopping, because that's what he's saying. Yeah. Like, I am so stupid. No, you're not. Chop them down.
Like, chop up those
karate
thoughts,
chop
man.
Them.
That's right.
Guys, go. It's Thumpasaurus, Mental Karate. Go check out their video on YouTube. And that is brother of somebody we know?
Cousin of someone's friend.
No,
cousin of a brother.
Caleb
of a,
Vermillion's
we know his
mom's
friend.
That's
all right. You need to know.
I think that's right.
And John, this is now, when we do our podcast with people, and we're not going to do an interview or like, this is not about,
thank heavens.
You don't center around. You're just one of the gang. And what?
Yeah.
I just have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I know that a few years ago, you know, the whole scandal came out.
What scandal?
You know, you and the women.
Liv, different John.
It's John Branion.
My bad.
Gosh.
address the elephant in the room.
I'm just because I'm sitting so close.
Get your John straight. Honey, we talked about this.
That's fantastic. So he just destroyed two careers.
Oh, man. This John is not that John or one of those.
My yeah, bad.
I am I'm pretty tight with the Hawkins family.
Yeah, what dark secrets are you hiding, John Branyon? What's the
don't I you, actually I, wrote that song that you just played. Okay, so guy's sitting in the office and he hears a voice go, "Sell your house." And he's looking around, he goes, "What?" And the voice goes, "Sell your house." So the guy sells his house. And as he's closing on the house, the voice goes, "Quit your job and move to Vegas." He's like, "What? Quit your job and move to Vegas." The guy calls his boss and says, "I'm out of here." And he moves to Vegas, packs up all his belongings, goes to Vegas. Gets into Vegas, and as soon as he's driving down the strip, the voice says, "Take all your money and put it on the roulette wheel red." "Take all your money, put it on roulette red." So the guy takes all of his money that he got from selling his house, drops it on red on the roulette wheel. The roulette wheel goes around, and the ball drops onto black, and the voice goes, "Crap."
Jokes.
Oh, man. Liv, you have a joke, right?
Yeah.
It better be good.
So
it better top that last one.
It's pretty good. You probably all know this one. So there is a boy and he goes to the hospital, or a man goes to the hospital, and something's wrong with him. And the doctor did x-rays on him and all that, did a few tests, came back in. Do you know which one I'm telling? Anyways.
No.
Comes back in and the man goes, "How bad is it, doc?" And the doctor goes, "It's pretty bad." He's like, "Oh, no." He's like, "Doctor, how long do I got?" He goes, 10. He's like, "What do you mean? 10? 10 years? 10 months? 10 days? What do you... 9. 8.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks.
Oh, where did you hear that joke?
Good joke.
Coach.
Coach told you that?
Yeah, yeah. Coach has got the good ones.
He's the source.
He does. Hear about the guy who's he's at the bar and he looks down there. There's this guy at the end of the bar. He has a huge orange head. Huge. You heard this one?
This was gonna be my joke.
Big orange head. And the guy was like, "Oh my gosh, I gotta talk to this dude." So he goes down the other day and talks to the guy. "Hey dude, hey, how's it going?" "Yeah, just I don't know. I just want to know your story, man. What's up?" He goes, "Oh, I know, yeah." He goes, "Well, I found this lamp, you know, in my backyard, and I rub, you know, I just clean it off, and this genie comes out and grants me 3 wishes. So I said, my first wish is I just make me rich. So all of a sudden, I'm rich. I'm just an instant billionaire of all the houses and boats and yachts and cars and everything. It's just, I'm richer than I can possibly imagine." "What was your second wish?" And I was like, "Second wish, well, I just want to find true love. So immediately I found the woman of my dreams. She's everything I ever wanted and more. She loves me more than life itself. It's just amazing." He goes, "What was your third wish?" I was like, "Well, what the heck? Give me a big orange head." Money and love.
I might as well have a big orange head.
Now give me some Bon Jovi.
And then
we've all been waiting for.
And then we get, well, first I saw this this video, and it's Living on a Prayer. Because see, I think John Bon Jovi kind of shot himself in the foot when he made his, you know, the big record Slippery When Wet when he was in the 80s, the songs were just screamers. It's like, how are you going to do that?
Yeah.
For your whole life.
I mean, you can do when you're rested and ready to go and healthy in the studio. It's different than when you're on tour. This is Living on a Prayer. This is the high note through the years. Okay. I'll walk. This is 86. That's 86. 89. 90. He's still hitting it. 95. Still getting it. 95. 2000. You still hit it, but it's a little strainy there. That's 2000. This is 01.
Imagine I'm missing the same song for 40 years.
I know. That's 2000. 02. Yeah, you can kind of see where he's trying to. A little bit of that, you know, whereas before it was just totally, he was nailing it. So here we go. When we get to 06, you're really going to know. That was 02. Here. This is 05 right here. I think this is the one. Let's do that one again. Ready? Oh, this is 05. Wait, one more time.
Yeah, there you go.
That was not close.
Here's 08. It wasn't bad, but it's still.
That wasn't bad, yeah.
You're 2010.
I like the blog. Living on prayer.
You can tell he needs to breathe more often.
Yeah.
That was a low. 2012. Yeah, he just knows it's coming and just dreads it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but now it's like he's still doing shows. He's
still going.
Well, he's using tracks now, and he got busted for it where they're playing a track, and he would like pull away from it, but it's his. Oh, wait, sorry about that.
Why did that happen?
I don't know. I guess YouTube wanted to keep playing it. But, oh, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Let's just say Bon Jovi riffing on fans. Yeah.
How old is he?
They should just have one of us just go out there for that note.
Well, isn't
Tim Hawkins, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Tim.
Good night.
I don't know the big words, but my friend on the line knows the big words. This is Roger from Jolly Old England. Roger, dude, thanks for taking the time out, and you're a busy man.
Oh, yes, Tim, I'm quite busy. I'm chonkered up to my bully bong.
What does that mean?
It means I'm busy.
Okay, because I know that you Brits, you have a lot of words that we don't use here in the States.
Oh, you don't do a lot of things in the States. You don't speak right. You've taken the Queen's English and you've basically dragged it across the coals. You're loud, you're boisterous. You think, oh, I'm the best. I'm, you know, the strongest. I'm the smartest. You know, you're destroying the planets with your lifestyles. This is disgusting. Just go, oh, tied up in knots it does.
I know you use different words and phrases than we do here in America. Of course, you have many.
Oh, yes, we have many of those, absolutely.
Like if we say that guy's an idiot, what do you say?
He's a Thomas Dolby.
Okay. How about we say, give you a call? What do you say?
We'll give you a bell.
Okay. How about if I say, I'll take care of that for you? What do you say?
Oh, I'll get that sorted. Get it sorted.
Sweet. Okay, how about like that? When I'm saying like, sweet, man, that's sweet. That's awesome. What do you say?
Oh, in many things we say that's ace. We say that's the bee's knees, or perhaps the dog's bollocks. That's what we say, that dog bollocks.
Interesting. How about everyday things like do you call it? We call it toilet paper over here. What do you call it? You call it toilet paper?
Oh, no, we call it a bog roll. A bog roll is what we say. Like, Dad, toss me a bog roll. I need to tend to my nether region. How's your father? And Bob's your uncle.
I guess I have to believe you. Dude, you sound weird. You sound a little different than you usually do. Like you're like is everything okay? It sounds your voice sounds pretty rough. Did something happen? What's going on, man?
Oh, I might as well share it with you. Yesterday was a tough day for me. I went to a local merchant. I was strutting around in my knickers and leather jumper. I was feeling quite chuffed, I must say. I was coming out of a mental funk where I felt I'd lost the plot. It had been a fortnight since I'd had a proper kip, and I was up for a stroll, but it was like, blimey, it's monkeys outside. So, well, rubbish. I wasn't about to return to my flat, taking part in Her Majesty's pleasure, eating bangers and chips in front of the telly, you know. So I nicked a Macintosh from a nearby hobnocker and went to plonking.
Plonk? What?
I nicked a Macintosh from a nearby hobnocker and went to plonking.
So you basically took somebody, you took a coat from a homeless guy and you went partying?
It's not important. I went nip around the local. I manned a battle cruiser, took part in a 3-hour bender. I was plastered, completely knackered. I thought, I must be off to Bedfordshire. The hour is late. I must summon a growler. I don't know. Anyway, piff comes to puff. I don't remember much after that. All I know is I woke up sloshed and befuddled and laying in a pram. It was dreadful, really.
A pram is like a baby stroller.
Yes, I'm not. It's quite embarrassing. I'm not proud of that at all. I'm not.
Well, you need to take care of yourself is what needs to happen. So I'll let you get back. You probably need to go to sleep or whatever, but can you do me a favor? Can you do a quick intro for me? You know, like give a hi and a hello and welcome to the listeners of the show. Can you do that for me real quick, Roger?
Plink comes to plunk. You are a friend, I guess, even though you are American, all of you. Okay, I don't know. Here we go. All you ho-dunks and ho-dunkettes, whatever, get your kippers in a bum bag and take Nancy to the movies and pull up your earbuds and don't look a horse in the gift mouth. I don't know. Here's the show. Listen to it.
Costco with Dad is probably the best experience to ever. It's the best. I was telling Luke about it because we went to Costco. And I was like, this just isn't the same, man. Because we would go up, we would try a thing. Ah, yeah, get a bag. We're like, okay. Yeah. And then it would be like, we go to the next thing. You know what? You should get a bag. And we literally were able to get anything we wanted. And then at the very end, he'd be like, anyone want pizza or ice cream? We're like, yeah.
I know. I'll take a hot dog and I'll get a fountain drink. And you put every soda in the fountain drink.
Literally.
I'm a grown adult. I pay taxes. I'm still getting a suicide at Costco.
Costco with Dad and Disneyland with Dad is just like the best.
So what about Disney? What about
Disney? That's what he says. And Disneyland.
Yeah.
Jackson, when he had to go to school full time and then we had to go to Costco and then we came home one day, he goes, did you go to Costco without me? I was like, but you're at school all day. He's like, what?
See, it's funny because going to Costco with mom is like organized and she's got her list. Like you've been planning that list for like the hours before leading up to going to Costco. It's sure. At least like you'll like watch her. She's like writing down her list. Like every so often she'll just put an item down or she'll like have it throughout the week. She's like, all right, here's on the fridge. You make a list, we go to Costco, we get it. And I never have any idea what kind of food I want until I'm sitting there and be like, I need all of that right now.
I know, I was like,
and so you go there. And so like, I remember I think it was Olivia. I can't remember Spencer was there, but it was like a group of us going into Costco. And mom's like, all right, I'm going to go here. Levi, you pick up this. Livia, you get this. Spencer, can you go grab some of them over here? And you come in and you get it together. Within an hour, you have like, you know, food for like an entire village. And you're like, all right, let's get out of here. Let's go. And then you're saying like, Dad comes in, he's like, you want 9 boxes of the largest Lucky Charms you've ever seen in your entire life? Yeah!
Okay,
Lucky Charms! And you would eat Lucky Charms until you threw up.
If he goes by himself, he brings back a lot of junk. But now the problem is we always had a conversion van. So now we go shopping. It'll be just Dad and I, and we cannot cram everything in the Toyota. And we're like literally putting things between the seats, and we'll have stuff like sticking up over our head.
Like
and
there's so much. Like I was jamming stuff in the top. I almost ripped the fabric on the ceiling of the car.
That's not worth it for Costco.
I'm like, I'll get it in there.
Levi, awesome. Make a list. One.
Hold on.
Record album. Two.
Make all money.
Mugs.
How about like
put it on a mug. Three.
Arby's.
Walmart.
He has the Salvations.
Arby's. He has the Salvations.
Instead of the meats.
Wait, what does Arby's say?
We have the Salvations.
He has the Salvation.
I don't even know what Arby's says. It says we have the meats.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Let me put that down.
Wait, does it say we have the meats?
Yeah, we have the meats.
How about Taco Bell? Don't go to Taco Hell.
I like that.
Taco.
That's good.
Or like Taco Heaven.
Taco.
Wait, it's a bell.
Taco Bell. More like Taco Heaven.
Taco Bell Chucky, Jesus.
Chucky Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Chucky Jesus Christ.
Is our Lord.
Chucky Jesus Christ.
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Angelic. Not Wild Wings.
Costco, more like the cost that he...
Crossco.
The cost
Crossco.
That the Lord paid on the cross for you.
The Crossco.
The Crossco.
Because he paid the cost, co.
Panda Express, more like Heaven Express.
No, it should be he paid the cost, co.
He paid the cost.
Cost bro.
He paid the cost.
Cost bro. Like cross bro.
He paid the cross. He has a crossbow.
Cost copay.
It's a gym.
No, but he didn't pay the cross. He paid the cost.
He paid the
on
cost.
The cross.
Copay.
He paid the cost. Co.
Pay.
Jack in the box. Jesus on the cross.
Think of how many people would come to Christ.
God out of the box. Jack in the box.
Raising Cain's. Raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
Raising Jesus. Children that seek after the Lord, raising Cain's, raising child.
Mod pizza.
God pizza.
God pizza. That's easy. How about Little Caesars pizza?
Give to Little Caesars. What is Little Caesars?
That's what I was thinking too. I was just going to say that. They're going to make a country song right here.
This is Bluegrass.
You can add it to your
really
album.
Fat today.
That you've been requested to make.
Take it away.
Well, I'm sitting there in my room, thinking about a music video I want to do. My brother came in and said the most hurtful thing. He walked in, opened his big fat Levi mouth. He said, Livy, you look fat today.
That's good. That works.
So,
you look fat today. Really fat today.
You look really fat today.
Fat today.
You get those wheat thins out your mouth and put that bean burrito down. So you don't look fat any other day.
Oh my gosh.
We got to call everyone.
Very little.
Stand down.
Oh, hello.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Mark.
Who's Mark?
Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, great.
How are you guys?
I wouldn't think you'd talk like that, but
doing okay.
Well,
Mark.
I need to practice a little bit. But
I imagined your voice
great
being
practice.
Different.
You guys are really well versed on technical knowledge. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Well, Mark, would you say that we're metaversed?
Yes. I'd say you're very precocious.
Precocious.
Mark, I have a question.
Yes.
What's your favorite human food?
I stopped eating about 3 years ago. I take my food through the skin. It's like a metallic ointment that I rub on my legs, and I get all my nutrients through that.
Nice.
And it gives me more time to think. So I have three or four assistants that come in. Like, I'll take my macro, like my meats through the calf ointment, and then I will, I'll have like carbohydrates through the bottom of my feet. So things like that.
Cool.
I use my mouth just for talking and for talking.
How do you
talking and talking?
What about water?
Water is an element. We break down the elements. I take hydrogen and oxygen separately. That's how I do it. It's through like a straw that I take through. Well, it's like a suppository.
Ugh.
So I take the hydrogen through the backside, through the five hole, and then I take the hydrogen that comes through my laptop into my chin.
That makes nice. Sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That was a sneeze. That was a sneeze.
Bless you, Mark.
Sorry about that. Excuse me. Meta, bless me.
Yeah, what is the meta thing? What
meta
is that?
Meta is God.
About?
Meta is God.
Oh, that's what it means? God?
Yes.
Oh.
So when someone sneezes, I will say, meta bless you. Or meta only knows. Something like that.
But why did you change? Are you getting rid of Facebook and only having meta? Or is it still going to be Facebook?
What's that?
And meta?
I don't even know what you just... What's Facebook?
Wait, what sound do you make when you fart?
Well, that's a good sound.
Hold on. I think I can work one up. Hold on real quick.
Oh, it has after effect.
I'm sorry. That was
a little much.
Yeah. I think a little squirrel head popped out there. Anyways, I'm just a huge fan of the show. And
thanks, Mark.
You know, one of the things I love the most is when Luke comes up with his songs. Oh my gosh.
Wait, do you actually like music?
Well, I like to. Well, right now, what I'm doing, I'm downloading your thoughts into my system.
Maybe
into what was I once was my heart. Now
we
it's
gotta go.
It's a large server. That's my heart. It's
hang up.
I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Did you? Are you making fun of me?
No.
What is your name?
Compute that.
Let me. Adrian with an E, Heather Hawkins. I'll remember that. I will take your soul.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, well,
he
was
man.
Pleasant.
I didn't get to ask about Sweet Baby Ray's.
I think I love him.
Yeah.